7.7 million people. 7.7. That is where Washington State's population stands as of the 2020 census. Our population went up by about 15% from the 2010 numbers. Despite that jump, we will not be getting any more U.S. House seats or electoral votes. Now, we don't typically think of the U.S. Census as a game with winners and losers, but with the numbers in Congress as close as they are and with expectations for another ugly presidential election, the census count has huge implications this time. So we called up CBS political analyst Leonard Steinhorn.
So Texas, which gained two seats, they will have two additional seats in the House plus two more electoral college votes. So the states that won, Texas got two, Florida, North Carolina, Montana, Oregon, and Colorado each gained a seat. And then you have New York, California, Illinois, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia each losing a seat. So that shifts the balance of power a little bit. So if you actually put in place these added and subtracted seats, Joe Biden, instead of getting 306 Electoral College votes last November, he got 303. So it appears to be, in that sense, a net gain of three Electoral College votes for Republican-leaning or red states, which presumably will translate to a small gain in their congressional delegations. But let's keep one other thing in mind. Reapportionment because of the census is only part of what will happen, because after the census, after the sort of reapportionment, and every 10 years, the states then actually draw new districts. And how those districts are drawn will often determine the makeup of the House of Representatives from each state. So it could be that the Republicans might gain those three seats, but they could gain more because they are in control of 18 states, governor and legislature, versus the Democrats in control of only seven. And how they draw those seats in those particular states could add more to their margin of gain in the next Congress and throughout the decade. So it's a census change and also a redrawing of district change that's really going to be have an influence on Congress.
Did this play out as expected?
No. Actually, people expected even more gains for Texas. They thought Texas would gain three seats. It got only two. Florida, they thought, would gain two seats. It got only one. A lot of people thought that New York would lose two seats, but they lost only one. People thought Rhode Island and Minnesota would lose a seat, but they didn't lose any. People thought Arizona would gain a seat, but it didn't gain a seat. And here's the funny thing about how these formulas work. New York lost a seat, and Minnesota didn't lose a seat because of 89 people. New York fell 89 people short on its census count to keep the seat that it's losing. And then add this other layer in. The census numbers were due basically the beginning of April last year, and New York was hardest hit by COVID at that point in time. So in a weird way, the COVID deaths that hit New York disproportionately could have influenced the loss of its congressional seat.
We're also getting from this data that we here in the U.S. had our second slowest population growth in history after, I believe, the Great Depression.
Well, yes, we have less in migration of immigrants. We have, fewer people giving birth than they had in terms of the numbers of birth at that point. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's slowing down, but it's also slowing down in large parts of Western Europe and other industrialized countries. So it's not as if we're seeing all that different a pattern in the United States than we are in parts of Europe. So fewer people giving birth, less immigration, and that does really slow down the number of people who are counted in the census. You know, it's a bit of a reckoning with the United States, particularly because as the baby boom generation ages and as life expectancy grows, you may have a smaller labor pool to be able to support the people who are older, in need of health care, and in need of financial support through Social Security. So that does add pressure to our country in a way that we haven't thought about in a while, but it's going to be very real and very tangible in the years ahead.
That is CBS political analyst Leonard Steinhorn.